Today's shiur in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of the halachos of Kriyas Sefer Torah, and we're going to begin actually 3 days of shiurim now that deal with the mistake in a Sefer Torah. How is one supposed to react to this? So the mechaber begins at the top of the daf with Sif Dalet. It's a very short amount of mechaber and no ramah that we're going to be doing today because there's a long introductory Mishnah Berurah that we'll spend most of the time on. So the mechaber starts off and he says, "Im nimtza toz b'sefer Torah b'shas kriya." If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah during the laning of the Sefer Torah, now what does he mean b'shas kriya? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yudalid, which we'll jump to ahead of you, Gimel, says as follows: Pirush shelo koru adayin rak miktsas olam. They've only called up some of the aliyahs for that day. The Benishlam say there are parsha, because if you finished off the parsha and then biachakach nimtza toz ein motzim acheret, then you wouldn't have to take out a new sefer Torah. Why? The b'dieved, after the fact, samchinan aposkim, we would rely upon the poskim, the machshirin kriya sefer Torah psula, that allow you to read from a sefer Torah that's pasul, which we'll discuss in the Mishnah Berurah that precedes this, in Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel, which we haven't read yet. They discuss this in his introduction. Umayre ha-mechaber, and the mechaber here is talking about dinimtso ha-toz ben gavri le-gavri. He's talking here when we say bishas kriya, doesn't mean during the middle of the laning. That'll be tomorrow's shia. But here, after the aliyah is done, whatever aliyah it is, the first, the second, the third, the fifth aliyah on the Shabbos, after the aliyah is done, when they're in between aliyos, what's called ben gavri le-gavri, between each person that goes up there and the next person that goes up there, they find the mistake in the Torah. In this situation, all the people that were called up already and had their aliyah, it counts. Even if you had all seven, including an achron over here, they all would count. The havi dievid gomer, because this is after the fact. And after the fact, as we just said, we can rely upon the makel opinion that says you could read from a pasul or sefer Torah. So, now, we've read the first part of the mechaber. Im nimtza toz b'sefer Torah b'shas kriya. Now we understand what that means. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah in between gavra legavra, in between the aliyos, so then what's the halacha? The mechaber says, motzin Sefer Torah acheres. Now you have to take out a new Sefer Torah, because l'chatchila you can't go and read from a Sefer Torah that has a psul in it. U'maschilin mimakum shenimtza hatos. And you start reading, you start the laning from the place where you found the mistake. U'mashlimim makorim al osam shekoru b'mutua. And you add on new people getting the aliyah for the total correct number of aliyahs that you're supposed to give out that day. So let's say it's Shabbos, and you read three aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, and then bein gavra legavra, between the third person getting the aliyah and the fourth person getting the aliyah, somebody noticed that there's a mistake. So now you take out a new Sefer Torah, and you call up four more people, because you already have three, and they count towards the minimum seven that you need. And you start reading from the place where you found the mistake in the first Sefer Torah. That's all the mechaber that we're going to do today. There is no ramah on today's shiur. And now we're going to go to Siv Katan Yud Gimel, which is the Mishnah Berurah's long introduction discussing this concept of what makes a Sefer Torah possible that you can't read from it. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Gimel starts and he says, "Kidei lohovin is divrei zeh ha-sif." In order for us to understand this sif, Sif Dalet, which we're going to spend 3 days on, if you want to understand this sif properly, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Akdim lozeh hakdoma ketzara." I have to give you a short preamble, a short introduction over here, that you'll be able to understand these halachos. And that is as follows. V'hu. Dine das rov haposkim, the Sefer Torah, shechoser teva achas, o shenimtso batos, besula likros ba. The opinion of most of the poskim is that if you find the Sefer Torah that's missing a single word, even a single letter, or it's in any other way, has a mistake that makes it psula to read l'chatchila. Everybody agrees you shouldn't read from such a Sefer Torah if you have alternate Sefer Torah to read from. Uledidhu im nimtza batos afilu liach shekvar koru shiva kru. And according to this opinion, even if you find the mistake after all seven people on Shabbos have gotten the laning done, and you're up to the maftir, and somebody says, "Hey, wait a second, it's left out a word. Nobody noticed, but we left out a word." So you had seven aliyahs already read. You have to redo the entire laning, according to this opinion. You have to go back all the way to the beginning and reread from the new Sefer Torah that doesn't have a mistake in it. even though you already read seven aliyahs, you have to reread it again according to these poskim. Why? The osa kriya rishona, the first laning that you did, keman delay sodamya, it's as if it doesn't exist, because it was a pasul of sefer Torah. And this opinion, which is the das of rov haposkim, is that lechatrila, you're not allowed to use a sefer Torah that has a toast in it, a mistake in it, and therefore, after the fact, it's also no good, because it's as if you didn't read it. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Das Mikzas Poskim. There is a minority of Poskim that disagree, who say the Afilu Choser Kama Psukim Lichatchila, even a Sefer Torah that is missing some Psukim. The Kol Shekein Kishnim Tzubotos B'Alma. And certainly, if you just find a mistake in it, it's a letter that's rubbed out. If it's missing a single letter, after Lo Nikra Sefer Torah Liyin Shi Kain Ba Mitzas Aseishal Ksiva Sefer Torah, even though in regards to the mitzvah that a person has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. Nowadays, again, there are many posts that say that this mitzvah can be fulfilled by purchasing Svarim. But in any event, the real mitzvah, certainly, at least in the times of Chazal, was that a person had to write a Sefer Torah. Every person had an obligation to write a Sefer Torah. So this Sefer Torah that's missing some letters, or has even one letter rubbed out, so you're not Mekayim, the writing, the mitzvah sasei of writing a Sefer Torah, but such a puzzle, a Sefer Torah, mikol makom mutu likros bo imein lo acheres, then even lechatchila, one would be permitted, according to this minority of poskim, to take the Sefer Torah out and read from it with a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Now, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber already told us the answer to this. V'hinei ha-Mechaber b'sifkei mul sosam. In yesterday's shia, the Mechaber stated the lechatchila ein lehotzi sefer Torah psula levarach alal. He stated that one should lechatchila not take out a sefer Torah that's psula and make the brachas on it and lain from it. Even when there is no other Sefer Torah, there's a small little shtat, it's a little village, and there's only one Sefer Torah, and it's unfortunately puzzle, and nobody near knows how to correct it. So in this situation, the Mechaber told us yesterday, do not take that Sefer Torah out and read from that puzzle of Sefer Torah. Instead, he suggested, go read, take a Chumash, and go read from the Chumash. So, we see, Achrei, the Rov HaPoskim, Sovrim, the Osir, we see that the Mechaber Paskins like the Rov Poskim, who say that it's also Lechatchila to read from such a Sefer Torah. And in fact, if you did read from it, it's as if you didn't read it all. Ach, however, im nimtso hatos, achar shekvar koru asidra. After you finish delaying, somebody says, gee, that was a funny word. He goes back to his chumash and says, gee, I thought that was funny. It is funny. It's missing a letter. Then in this situation, posak harav rabbi Yaakov beirav. This is the famous Mahari beirav. In regards to this after-the-fact scenario where you read already all the aliyos from this Puzzle Sefer Torah, but you didn't know it was a Puzzle Sefer Torah, he says, you can rely upon those poskim that we just brought down, the mixas poskim that say, lechatchila you can read from such a Sefer Torah, so you can't rely upon them to read it lechatchila, that's the Mechaber Paskin already yesterday, but today he's saying, if you did read from such a Sefer Torah, after the fact, you can rely upon these poskim that say it's good. Shemach Shirim Likros Bo, that these poskim over here permit you to read from such a Sefer Torah, even Lechatchila, so certainly we can rely upon them Bidiyevit. And the Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Os Yud Aleph, V'af Dehei Mayru Davke Main Lo Acheres, even though they were talking about where you had no alternative, so to over here, Kanshu Bidiyevit Shevar Kfaru Loho Damya. So this is also considered after the fact, like it was no other Sefer Torah to read from, because you in this situation have already lained, so it's considered like bidiyevit after the fact that there is no other Sefer Torah available because you already lained from this, and now you don't have to want to do the laning over again. And he paskins also lehem akriya, and this kriya bidiyevit was sufficient for them to be yotzi with. Ein tzarich lotzi Sefer Torah acheres, and after the fact you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. And the hiskimu imo ha'achronim bazeh, and the Mishnah Berurah says that most achronim agree with this psak over here from the Mari Beirav. So again, lechatchila, don't read from such a sefer. That's the opinion of most poskim. Bidiyeved, you can rely upon those poskim that say that lechatchila you could have read from that sefer to allow you to be yotzi bidiyeved. The issue footnote number 8 brings down. This would not apply to Parshas Parah and Parshas Zohar. Certainly Parshas Zohar, which is by most poskim deraisa, and even Parshas Parah, which is by some poskim deraisa, that the Shulchan Aruch said in Simen Tof Resh Pehei, that since these are deraisa, the Prima Gadim writes over there, Sheyesh Lachshosh Ledasa Sovrim Shein Yosim Kriyas Sefer Posel Yidei Chova. In that situation, we have to be concerned with the opinion of most of the poskim that say you can't be Yotze from a Posel of Sefer Torah, and therefore, if you read from such a Sefer Torah, you are not Yotze, and you should take out a new Sefer Torah and read Parshas Zohar again. What happens if you only realize this after you finish Parshas Zohar. Next week, you take out the Sefer Torah, whatever the reason, and somebody looks at it and says, hey, we misread Parsha Zohar, there's a mistake here. So Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita brings down that you can be Yotzei with Parsha Zohar when you read it in the regular order in Parsha Ki Tzeitse, that's when you'll have in mind to be Yotzei the Mitzvah Parsha Zohar. But you don't go back and take out the Sefer Torah now and reread it. He adds, B'diyevid, yesh l'smoch ala sovrim shein tzorach Sefer Torah kosher. Because also, B'diyevid, you can rely upon the opinion that states that you don't need a Sefer Torah kosher to read l'chatchila. However, Rav Sternbuch in the Tshuvos Hagos writes, Kasav shalom motzinu beposkim. We don't find such an opinion over here. Shemnim tzor posel b'Sefer Torah sheyachzu likro zohar. That you should go reread again zohar if you find the Sefer Torah posel. Because even though the Ikar reading of Parsha Zohar is Doraisa according to most poskim, nevertheless Chazal did not set up that you should read Parsha Zohar except at the time that you're supposed to read Parsha Zohar. So if a week later you find out that there was a mistake in Parsha Zohar, you don't have to take out a Sefer Torah and reread it again. And he suggests you don't have to have in mind during Parsha Ki Tzeitse to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Parsha Zohar, and this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Dishu footnote number 9 asks the question, what happens if you had a Sefer Torah that was Pasul, but you forgot that it was Pasul, you took it out and leaned from it? Does this same din from the Ma'arib Be'rav apply? So he brings down from the Shari Knesset Sagdola that B'dievet it applies over here as well. Ve'ein tzrich lehotzi Sefer Torah cheres. You don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. However, the Torah's Chaim disagrees and says, Ein lahakel, you only can be makel in a situation where they thought it was corrected. So they had taken the Sefer Torah and put the gartel on the outside. And then somebody came along and put the gartel back on the inside of the Sefer Torah, and they thought that that signified that the Sefer Torah was corrected. But if they just forgot that the Sefer Torah was puzzle, and they used it again without thinking that it was corrected, so then you'd have to go and reread the parsha. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who writes, V'hu adinim nimtzah tos ben garva legabra. The same thing would apply if you find the mistake after the laning of an aliyah before the next person gets called up. V'adayin lo ishlimo shivakurum. And you haven't finished the 7 aliyahs. So let's say after Chamishi, you're between Chamishi and Shishi, you see that there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. Lini masha kvar koru somchin aldas hamekilin hanal shiotu b'dievet. So the first 5 aliyahs that you read in this Pasul Sefer Torah, you can be b'dievet, rely upon the Ma'arib Be'rav's reasoning over here. The poskim who say that you're able to do this l'chatchila, you can rely upon them for the b'dievet situation. And he says, however, ach likros ba'od osur, but to go and keep on reading Shishi and Shvi from that Sefer Torah, that you're not allowed to do. So what should you do? Umotzin acheres, you take out a second Sefer Torah, umaschilim imokho shepasu akriya. And you go and take out the second Sefer Torah and start from the point where you left off at the laning from the first Pasul of Sefer Torah. And let's say you read 5 from the first Sefer Torah, so now you read 2 more to finish the total of 7. These 2 new ones can count with the 5 previous ones. Since B'dievet you were Yotzei with those first 5, so 2 over here, you count them towards the 7. This is the way we explained it above. However, he does bring down from the Achronim the Mikol Mokum Mevshu Tov Yoser Shiyikru B'Shiva Kru B'Sefer Torah Shotziu. If there's enough room and it's not such a big tirchad tzibur, so then in the second Sefer Torah that you take out, instead of just laning 2, make Hosafos and lane another 5, so you have a total of 7 from the new Kosher of Sefer Torah. And all of this we're talking about where you made the bracha after the Aliyah in the Sefer Torah that was possible. However, avol be'emtza kriyoso matzu tos, if in the middle of the laning you find the mistake, afilu kvar koru harbi psukim, even though you've read a lot of psukim, v'kol shekin shelo koru dayin shloshes psukim, and certainly if you didn't read 3 psukim, v'gam afilu gomar kriyoso legamri, and even if you finished the entire laning, but you didn't make the bracha afterwards, kol shelo berach adayin bracha achrona, as long as you haven't made the bracha afterwards, ein levarach bracha achrona al psula, then don't make the bracha on the psula Sefer Torah, because now any additional reading you do, or the bracha that you do, is a lechatchila, and that you're not allowed to rely upon. The zeh lechatchila. So what should you do? Elo yotziu acheres vikru sham shlosh psukim. Take out a new Sefer Torah, read at least 3 psukim in the new Sefer Torah, and then vivarach sham bracha achrona levad. Then you can make the bracha on the new Sefer Torah that you took out, and you don't have to make a bracha rishon on it when you started laning. You just make the bracha achrona asher nosan lono toras emes, and that will be sufficient. And this is, in fact, the shitas Ma'arib Be'rav she'etiku ha'machaber b'sif zeh. And this, basically, we just said, is all based upon the Ma'arib Be'rav, and that's how the machaber paskins. However, v'da'as ha'mordechai, the Mordechai says, shem kvar koru shlosh psukim. If you already read 3 psukim, they have shul hafzik shom, and you could stop over there. She'ein or shnei psukim somuch parsha, because it's not within 2 psukim to the next parsha, so there's no problem in stopping over here. So the shita of the Mordechai is poskim sham umavarach bracha achrona. Stop right there, make the bracha achrona, and now take out a new sefer Torah, mitzina charis lalu shom yeser kruim, and read the rest of the kruim, the rest of the aliyahs from the new sefer Torah. V'madayin lo kori shlosh pesukim. But if you didn't yet read three pesukim in this situation, or osha kori shlosh pesukim elosh nishar rak shnei pesukim solo parsha, you did read three pesukim, but now you're within two pesukim of the next parsha, and you can't stop over here. Shehav shol avsuk shom. You're not allowed to stop in either of these cases over here. Yikra toz ba'peh. So then read the part that's a mistake by heart. Even you can't read it from inside because it's missing, and it's not a problem. The issue footnote number 14 says of dvarim shebichsav yatoros sholiomer baal peh. The Mogen of Rome explains why this is not a problem of reading something that's written down in Tanakh. You're not allowed to read it by heart. He says because leinyan teva achas, in regards to one letter, that doesn't have the status over here of being torah shebichsav that's missing. So if you don't really have a significant section missing, then it's not called reading it by heart. The Yigmar Kriyasa B'Psula. So the Mechaber says, finish reading in the Psula in this situation. Vivarach Bracha Achrona, and you can read the Bracha Achrona, say the Bracha Achrona, V'yachachach Yotzi Acheres, and then take out a new Sefer Torah. And the same thing would apply if this was Rosh Chodesh or anything similar to that. Shetzorach Lahashlam Aparsha L'Chova Sayomi, you have to finish off the Leni for that day. Vein Losif Alakrum, you're not allowed to make more than four Aliyos. So in this situation, Vivkein Shiatos B'Kriyasa Revi, if the mistake was made in the fourth Aliyah, you can't just stop over there because Eif Shol Havsuk Shom L'Vorach Bracha Achrona, Shimkein Yitzdarech L'Hosif Aminakrum, because if you stop over here now, you still haven't finished the Leni for the day. So now you're going to have to call up a fifth person, which you're not allowed to do. The Kivlin Shiev Shol Havsuk Shom, so since you can't stop over there, so the Eitz is finish the Leni. Yigmar Akriya B'Sefer Apostle, Vivarach Bracha Achrona, so you'd be allowed to go and complete over here the Aliyah that you started, and even make the bracha afterwards. And the Ramah in the Hagah, which we'll learn tomorrow, writes, also, Ke'en Hachroa B'Neim. He basically tries to make a pshar between the two shittos, v'hu, and that is as follows. Dim lo kara dayin rak shnei psukim. If you haven't read except two psukim, which is not the minimum amount, o afilu kari shlosh psukim. Or if you did read the middle amount of three psukim, av shiev shol hafsuk shom, but you can't stop over there because you're too close to the next parasha, kigon shu shnei psukim samach l'parasha, o chayotzi b'zor, or any other similar scenario where you can't stop, lo yivarach bracha achrona. In that situation, you don't make a bracha achrona. What should you do? Eliyotzi acheres v'yigmar kriyaso shami. You take out a new sefer Torah and start delaying from right there. Yivarach bracha achrona, and you make a bracha achrona asher nosan lanu on the new sefer Torah. Uchadasa mechaber, and this is like the opinion of the mechaber. Avol im kvar kari shlosh psukim. But if you did read shlosh psukim, v'umamokum shavshel avsuk shom, and you could stop over there. Then he says, follow the Mordechai, who says you make the bracha achrona right there on the psula, and only then take out the new sefer Torah v'yachar kach yotzi acheres and start the laning from over there. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, I've concluded my introduction. V'yata novel levar divrei ashulchan aruch befrat. Now we can go through the Mishnah, the Mechaber, in more detail. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Tezvav, and he writes that you're supposed to go and take out the new Sefer Torah and start Mimokum Shinim Tzatos from the place where you found the mistake. Myri, we're talking about Shibamokum Shaposaka Ola Shom Nim Tzatos. That's right where you stopped, that's where you found the mistake. That's why he says you start from that point. That's where you found the mistake, in between the third and fourth allele. Let's say you notice that there was a mistake there. And this would be true even if you only found the mistake after you've already read three of a pesukim beyond that. Even there, you can stop three or four pesukim from the toes, the place where you stopped, even though it's three or four pesukim after the toes. You're allowed to do that. Why? The b'di'evit also lam mashakar b'sefer apostle, because as we pointed out, there is mixas poskim and say l'chatchila, you could have done this, so b'di'evit, we can rely upon these poskim. Sivkat Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, al osam. You go and add the aliyos from the first Sefer Torah that you read, B'psul, let's say five aliyos, like I said, and then you take out two aliyos and read, take two people to read two aliyos from the second Sefer Torah, so that's a total of seven. Hainu the gam osim shakaru kvar mitzdar from the minyan shiva, that you can count the first five that you called up from the puzzle of Sefer Torah to add to the two from the kosher of Sefer Torah to make a total of seven. And this would be true on Monday or Thursday. If you read one from a Sefer Torah and you found the puzzle in between the Kohen and Levi's aliyah, so then you take out the new Sefer Torah and you just read Levi and Yisrael and you're fine. You've read three aliyahs. However, he does suggest that if there is availability and time to go and read the entire seven aliyos from the new Sefer Torah, don't go back, but if there's enough room and time that you can read from the point where the mistake was found in the new Sefer Torah, seven aliyos, that is preferable to do this l'chatchila. That will conclude today's shir.